Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. This is WCCO Radio here on the Morning News. Dave Lee with you. Good to have you with here on Census Day. Hard to believe, but we were talking with the census people yesterday because I know I filled mine out. It doesn't take long. It's pretty quick, but it's really vital. And so that is going on. Believe it or not, this is Census Day. And Minnesota right now is one of the leaders in turning those back. But you have some time, but if you could do that today, if you have time when you're home. Boy, I know, just chatting with them yesterday, they would really, really appreciate that because it's pretty important stuff. And we think about just chatting with Senator Klobuchar a few minutes ago. You think about our Congress representation on a federal level, and that certainly could be affected. A lot of talk that we'll lose a seat here in Minnesota. And Boyce and I have chatted about that, and Boyce will be back tomorrow morning at 6:20 to talk more about that. But really, and then there's very, very important things besides that. So we'll encourage you to get that done when you get a chance. Deaths from the coronavirus have topped 1,000 in New York City. Officials are warning the worst of the virus toll there is yet to come. There are more than 1,500 deaths across the state of New York right now. And data released by the city this morning shows that the virus is having a disproportionate effect in certain neighborhoods, mainly in Brooklyn and Queens. In fact, their city ambulance system right now under increasing stress from the pandemic. Nearly a quarter of the city's emergency medical service workers have been out sick, too. So New York is really kind of the epicenter right now. We did read a story early this morning out of Italy, and as Dr. Osterholm told us, there's ebbs and flows. So there's not necessarily a real peak. It could go down and come back up again. That was really interesting this morning. But Italy, it sounds like, at least it may have stabilized a little bit for the time being. So we'll keep those stories coming, and the next one will be at 8:30 with Steve Simpson, our local newsman. Steve will have an update from CBS on the latest. I want to bring in a friend of ours on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. He is a United States District Court here for the District of Minneapolis, a chief United States District Judge, and has been doing that, almost 20 years now, I think, the Honorable Judge Jack Thunheim. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. I hope you and the family are healthy.
Yeah, we're doing fine so far.
I've got to ask you about the disruptions in the U.S. justice system, state and federal courts suspending trials. I know we have legal proceedings because of the pandemic, but what is happening here in the Minnesota courts, Jack?
Well, the federal court is open and operating, Dave. We're just doing it differently than normal. We activated our plans for circumstances such as we're in right now. Most of our staff is teleworking. We have a small rotating staff at the courthouse. It's not having too much of an impact. We're not having jury trials until at least April 27th. Bringing in jurors is not a good idea right now. Our civil motion hearings are going on by teleconference. Criminal matters have been continued for several weeks, but judges do have the authority to hear matters that are more in the nature of an emergency, someone's arrested or something like that. But the new stimulus bill that Congress passed last week gave us a lot more authority to do criminal hearings by video conference with the defendant's consent. So we're set up for that, and we're addressing problems now with lawyers getting a chance to meet with detainees who are not easily reachable right now because of measures set up in the jail. So we're trying to address that problem, but we hope to be handling criminal matters, not trials, but everything else, pleas and sentencings included, by video conference here in the next week or two.
Judge, if, as you mentioned, the jury trials aren't going right now, but if after April 27th, if you had to do a jury trial, is there any way that you could do that via video? Is that even possible?
Well, I don't see a way that that's possible right now. I mean, I think that we could possibly choose juries from a distance, so we wouldn't have to have as many people coming into the courthouse. And typically for a criminal case, we have at least 40 potential jurors who report, and civil cases, we have probably at least 20 that report. And we could cut that down because ultimately we only need a 12-person jury for a criminal case and sometimes less for civil. But holding a trial with everyone in the distance would probably be too much for us to handle. But we're prepared to put the trials off as long as necessary to make sure that we comply with the social distancing rules.
Was 9/11 similar in any way?
Well, 9/11 was not. We didn't have any disruption in operations there. We just had a lot more security, and but we were able to keep going throughout that that process after 9/11. This one's different because of the fact that we just have to keep people apart from one another, and the courthouse seems quite empty, but there's still a lot of work going on, so we're able to keep the system going even in a time like this.
Any comments, Judge Thunheim, on, I know bail has been a focus of concern because of the high risk of spreading the virus in jails.
Yeah, we're starting to get motions for release based on the COVID-19 outbreak. And so judges are assessing those individually and making sure that if someone is an individual that we can release on bond during this period of time, we're doing that. So we're looking at all of those motions carefully. We're looking at the individuals who are in detention right now that are under our control, and trying to figure out who we can release safely without any danger to the public.
What is your day like now then, Jack? What is a normal day for you? Or I suppose I should say, what is an abnormal day for you right now, given the circumstance?
Well, I don't see too many people. I'm on the phone constantly. We have a lot of matters that come up, question of how to handle this, how to handle that. I'm doing a lot of consulting with the other judges in our district and in our circuit as well. Got a meeting with the chief judges of the circuit today to plan moving forward. And we do call-ins for the staff so we can answer questions. I've issued a lot of orders as to how we should proceed over this period of time. And so when I'm in at my office, I'm there by myself, which is just fine, but it's a little lonely.
Yeah. Well, as a young guy growing up in northern Minnesota who knew a long time ago that you wanted to get into the business of law, I can't even imagine this ever crossed your mind.
No, this is unusual. We had plans for a continuity of operations given whatever disaster could come forward. And our plan was in pretty good shape, so I'm happy with that. We did enough planning ahead of time to know what we're going to do. But every day it's a new adventure here, trying to figure out how to safely handle the business of the courts and make sure that we are open. Because, you know, the society moves on and we need to have the court system available and operating. We just have to do it differently right now. And everyone is working really hard at the court. And I'm real proud of our staff for hanging in there under very difficult circumstances.
Yeah. Well, best to you and all of those in the legal community right now. Appreciate what you're doing, Jack. Thanks for taking the phone call. I know on another busy day for you, even if you're not up to the normal scheduler.
Well, thank you, Dave, and thanks for being on every morning. You're our constant every morning on WCCO.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks, Judge. He is the Honorable Jack Thunheim, Chief United States District Judge of the United States District Court for the District of Minnesota as well, and just a fascinating guy. In fact, Jack, and we've talked about this before, but he has helped other countries, help the United Nations reestablish and improve the legal system and restructure entire judiciaries in countries like Kosovo. I mean, he's an amazing guy, and one of those gems that we have here in Minnesota. We're very blessed in this state. WCCO time is 8:29. Steve has an update in the newsroom that's coming up next. This is the Morning News with Dave Lee. News as it happens.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.